Raymondville, Texas, directed by
Mr. All right, good morning, Raymondville Jazz Band. This is Tom Zinniger. I'm going to be giving you guys some comments on your performance today. Very much looking forward to it.
Again, let me remind you to silence all electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area during performance. Thank you for your attendance. Please join me in welcoming Raymondville ECH Jazz Ensemble.
Looks like we're working through a few little technical difficulties. But ready to go. Awesome. Nice, exciting beginning to your show here. Always important to program something punchy for your opener, so excellent job there. Just a note about articulation here. In the sax line, I suggest just a little more length out of those short notes. We always like to think of them as short, fat notes. So instead of like that, da, da, ba, da, da, more da, 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 ba, do, da. That'll give it a little bit more of that laid-back big band classic feel, you know, what you might hear out of the Basie orchestra or something like that. Nice confident playing from our trombones here. I like the cool visual effect we have of the solos coming from different spots on the stage. I suggest just having your soloist work on really locking in with the rhythm section, whatever they might be playing. Make sure it's right in time. We're often so worried about what to play when we improvise that we forget that how we play the thing that we play is just as important, and sometimes more important for creating the effect we want. Nice dynamics there. Again, I just want to hear a little more length out of those short notes. I generally tell my bands the slower the tempo, the fatter the short notes have to be. And you know, this tempo is not slow by any means, but it's kind of right there in the medium to medium up jazz tempo. And here I think short notes still need to be a little bit fatter than something that would be like over 200 beats a minute, which, you know, would be up tempo. All right, nice job. Barry Sax is really coming through in the mic there. It's maybe a little too much, but that's probably not your all's fault. But maybe could get his bell out of the mic out of the bell a little bit more than it is, just because the timbre from the Barry's little is too different from the rest of the Saxes, especially. Exciting performance so far. Looking forward to what's coming next. See if you guys can change it up stylistically a little bit. I'm always looking for that. Thank you. Ah, really nice adjustment from that intro to the time. You guys changed your articulation and dynamic, and even the saxes play with a little more of a transparent tone quality. So excellent job there. It was an interesting choice to put the soloist on the far stage right here. I mean, I guess it's nice and balanced, especially from a visual standpoint. The only thing I would worry about when you put soloists way over there is that they're very disconnected from the rhythm section. So far, she's done an excellent job of playing in time with them. But it could always be an issue with anything that's rhythmically complicated or requires some quick decision making or anything like that. Just a couple little minor intonation issues from the trumpets there, but the blend is pretty good. Same thing in saxes. I think it's those, if I had to venture a guess, it's hard to see exactly, but I bet they're middle B's on alto, and which would also be a middle E on tenor. Altos are always flat on that note. Tenors are always sharp on that note. So we have to particularly pay attention if you have that concert D pitch, and it's in unison for the sax line, that altos are bringing it up, tenors are bringing it down, so we can find the happy medium. Yeah, lead alto overall is just a tiny bit flat, which kind of makes the whole section sound a little off. So I would suggest making sure lead players, especially your lead alto and your lead trumpet player, are never, ever, ever flat, especially up in the high range. If anything, a little bit of sharpness isn't even the worst thing in the world, especially high lead trumpet. But definitely we can't have any flatness up there. Better there, yeah. Really nice feel from the drummer in this more rock kind of style. Good releases. Cool. Maybe nice ending, but we maybe didn't need as much busyness from the percussion and drums right there. That ending, just let that last note kind of sit there and be beautiful, in my opinion, will give you the best effect. I just always try to think about what's the overall emotional effect I'm trying to have on the listener. And if it's just beauty, that lovely major 7 chord, I would just let that sit there and not be covered up by, you know, maybe Kong is going blah, 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 blah. But nice job overall. Cable issues. It's always something with the electronics. I understand that. So in this style, I actually really enjoy how the saxes played that opening lick, making the short notes really, really short. Do-da, do-da, do-da. Especially with that contrast with the long note on the beat. So just make sure we're differentiating this style from the swing style that we opened with. Nice accent trumpets. Good crescendo there. Gonna have that long of a drum solo, I might suggest just getting a little bit more variety in there, a few more rolls or a break or dynamic shifts or just something. Could be a million different things, but I'm always looking for shapes and contrasts and things like that. And you know, it's a good groove, but just maybe a little bit more or something. Nice feel drums here. I love the crown of the cymbal on the backbeat there. Always a fun feel to play. So we're reprising our trombone trio from the opener, so that's a cool effect there. These guys definitely understanding this kind of gritty style you're going for here, so awesome. It out on this solo. Cool stuff. Yeah. All right. Fun ending there. Yeah. That kind of stuff's always effective for an audience.
Carlitos, he's in eighth grade, ladies and gentlemen. On saxophone. Elijah, Josiah, and Fabian on trombone solos. Leon, Sam Castle, Guzman on drums. Thank you.
All right, it looks like you guys are finished here, so really awesome job overall. Just to kind of critique your whole performance, I think you handled the styles very, very well. I think the band was a little stronger at the rock, more rock styles. I personally would maybe want to hear a little bit more variety in the more authentic jazz idioms, so some more, you know, another medium swing tune or a or a 12-8 kind of feel, or anything more from the bossa nova or Latin realm. Just to balance it out, of course, when you only have a short program like this, it's impossible to get every jest on there, nor should you. But just some things to think about. It's always great to expose the students to as many different styles as possible, even within the jazz approach. But excellent job overall today, and I look forward to hearing your band again in the future.